for WKMS News. I'm Matt Markgraff. A bipartisan group in Congress has a new bill to save pensions for retired union coal miners throughout the Ohio Valley. As Becca Schimmel of the Ohio Valley Resource reports, the coal industry's downturn has left tens of thousands of pensioners at risk.
Legislators from the Ohio Valley and beyond introduced the American Miners Pension Act, or AMP, to shore up pensions promised to miners. The bill seeks to secure pensions for about 43,000 miners in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says Congress acted to protect miners' health benefits last year, but pensions got kicked down the road.
And every day that it goes without settling our pension problems, it's another day that's going to cost more.
Without congressional action, the United Mine Workers pension plan could become insolvent in about 5 years. The UMW blames the pension fund's decline on a downturn in coal markets and coal company bankruptcies. The AMP Act would transfer excess funds from the Federal Abandoned Mineland Program to the UMW pension plan. Senator Manchin says bankruptcy laws are also at the root of the problem.
This will repeat itself time and time again. We're not going to change it unless we change the bankruptcy laws that puts the human being in a position to get basically some reprimand from a bankruptcy.
Manchin says the bill seeks a loan, not a bailout. The act would require the pension fund to certify each year that it's solvent and able to pay back the principal and interest. UMW representatives warned that if their pension plan collapses, the beneficiaries and their dependents will be moved into the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which could also put that important source of pension protection at risk. Robert Bailey was a coal miner for 36 years and retired from Patriot Coal, a company Peabody Coal created. Patriot carried many pension and health benefit costs from Peabody and has declared bankruptcy twice. Bailey says he worries he'll lose his main source of income if the UMW's pension plan becomes insolvent.
It would definitely be devastating to the majority of the coal miners that depend on this.
Bailey says he's developed black lung and is unable to work. His wife left work to stay home and care for him as well. He says the federal government promised long ago to ensure lifelong benefits for miners, a pledge he says the AMP Act would keep.
If they have any morals within themselves, to me, they would have to pass it.
Coal retirees have been fighting to secure their benefits for nearly 5 years. The average monthly pension payment in the Ohio Valley is about $500 to $600. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.